We are joined in the media center with number one qualifier, Roger Brogdon. Roger, you ran a time of 6.522 at 212.03 miles per hour. You are making a return to pro stock. You're number one at the Winter Nationals. How do you feel?
She told me not to say great. I feel good. I got a great team. You know, they got a lot of championships over there, and the elite bunch is incredible. But, you know, we tested last week, and everything went really good, and I never thought about being number one. But I really thought I could be in the top three if we made a good run, but I feel really good.
Awesome. I know that you're a big sportsman racer. Talk about how your experience in the sportsman category carries over into pro stock.
Well, there's just as much competition there as there is here. You know, everybody wants to win. It's just you get a lot of experience through the sportsman ranks, and there's a lot of pressure down there too. It's not a bunch of difference up here. You know, when you get in a situation where you want to win, no matter what it is. But just the overall times that I've been in that type of position. Get you prepared for it.
Questions?
Roger, do you think it says a lot about the elite program when a driver can come in and get a lease a program and go right to number one?
Oh yeah, it's I just wish I was offered this years ago. It's so convenient, I guess you'd say. You don't have to worry about the logistics of getting hiring the people and getting all the equipment, getting it up down the road. And you know, I work a lot at home, and the elite guys really put together a good program. And I'm sure there's a few other guys out there that wish they took advantage of this. And thank goodness I did it for somebody else.
Do you think that this kind of program and the success it can bring forth will eventually lead to rejuvenation of pro stock?
I really think so. And cutting back the races a little bit, because most of the competitors are like me. You know, they have businesses that run at home, and six races don't sound like that many, but it saves us a lot of time. And I wouldn't be surprised if you send somebody like the KB guys, or maybe any other teams out there that have the ability to put together the same type of deal. You know, it's good for people who actually work for a living. So yeah, I think Elite's got a great program over there.
Coming into a team, obviously, with a lot of other very talented drivers, know you tested well, but, how much pressure does that bring to you coming in doing this for, the first time in a long time?
I don't think there's any. You know, I've been racing since I think I went down the track first time when I was 15 years old. Well, no, I did, because I snuck my mom's station wagon down there and drove. So I've been doing this a long time, and, we're all friends, you know, until we come up here. And any questions I have over there, they'll help me. And no, it's no pressure at all. Honestly, it's, if you love doing it, it's not no pressure.
Roger, when you talk about the time, the six races, I guess a lot of people don't know that you own a successful roofing business, and you did a lot of roofing during Hurricane Harvey.
Yeah, we do a lot of work. We've roofed almost 50,000 houses since I started my roofing company in 1991. And, you know, we got RBR Machine now, which has really grown a lot in the last 3.5 years. We went from a small 5,000-square-foot shop to over a 30,000-foot location. And we do work for the oil and gas all the way up to Elon Musk over SpaceX. So it's a lot of hours, a lot of work, a lot of responsibility. And with this program I have now, it's great to just, Thursday morning, head to the airport, fly to the track, knowing you got the best equipment there, and race all weekend, fly home Sunday night, and go back to work tomorrow.
You're going to get a different car as well later in the
year. Well, the plan is to get a new Mustang, but this thing is pretty fast, so we're already having second thoughts, but we'll have to see what happens.
That saves some money.
Yeah, well, yeah, but, if we can prove it, we'll test it. We'll get it, and we'll run it. But we won't switch to 100% sure it's as fast as the car we have.
What's the plan for the time too?
And it looks like we could have it for the Gator Nationals if we wanted to. Yeah, it's real close.
Fast.
Yeah, it's really close.